Hello, everyone. Welcome to Beyond Words, A Novel Idea. I am your sound and audio engineer, Logan. Today, we are joined by our host, Colleen, our co-host, Paul, and today, our guest is Steph Parker. Steph Parker is the owner and CEO of the Goth Gardener LLC, the oenologist at the winery at Moonlight Manor. Steph is an author with two children's books in print. There are monsters in my room, and do you know why flies come to barbecue? Steph is a combat veteran of the U.S. Army, OEF, OIF. How are we all doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Steph?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me back here again. Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I love it here. Thank you for coming back. Okay, so we are talking with Steph about her winery today, which is amazing. We've been out there a couple of times, and I want to know how you got started in wine.
Oh, well, of course, I'm from Georgia. I'm a Georgia girl. You know, it's almost equivalent as Florida man.
Right. Wrestling Gators. Right.
But my family, you know, has been rooted in agriculture. And of course, I come from a long line of some winers and shiners. And so it was around me my entire life. I've always had it a bit as a hobby, but during COVID, it really jumped up. You know, I was receiving requests for wine, of course, because there was a shortage nationwide, and stores, people weren't feeling confident about going into stores and stuff. So I was having people stop by and pick up bottles, and it grew out of control. And that's the thing about making wine, and it's not regulated, it's illegal, and that's bootlegging.
Right.
So I can definitely go down the story of how how I ended up on the right side of the tracks. Yeah, definitely could do that. It started, of course, in 2020 is when I got everything launched off. Again, I was bootlegging, sales was jumping. I was doing some highly illegal, excuse my word, shit. And let me give a serious disclaimer asterisk here. I don't recommend anybody to do that, because if you break the law, they are coming.
Especially with alcohol.
With alcohol. The ATF is still around, okay? We might not have prohibition, but they do not play about their tax money, okay? Mm-hmm. They are the mafia. Well, I was doing something pretty stupid, but I was sending alcohol through the post office. Totally illegal. That's a felony. You cannot mail alcohol, period.
Which I didn't know. We wanted to gift it to people, and you're like, you can't.
Cannot ship through the post office.
Oh, okay.
Correct. But so I was bootlegging, and I was having sales. All of a sudden, my Cash App and my PayPal kind of like locked down, because I was receiving, they wanted to know about 1099s, W-2s, like where was this money coming from? I was like, uh-oh. So I went down to cash only. Mm-hmm. And I woke up one morning, and my daughters were standing on the side of my bed, and they're like, Mom, we think you're going to jail. And I sat up, I said, you will not talk the man up on me. And I went on back down to my shop, and I got to work. Mm. I had some illegal alcohol to manufacture, okay? So had some crimes to commit.
So why did they think you were going to go to jail?
Well,
I mean, what led up to that?
Well, what had them thinking that is because it was busy. I was shipping stuff out. It was I was moving a lot of product at that time.
Okay.
And I was making a lot of money, and the kids were concerned, okay? Sure. So I went down to the shop that day, and I started working. And in my shop at that time was kind of like grody. It was like a few shelves, and all the wine bottles were lined up against the wall, and it, you know, kind of like, you know, a winery, right? So I'm down there working, and all of a sudden it seemed like what was a helicopter almost landed on top of my shed, on my shop at the time. And it started vibrating. And I mean, it did not go anywhere. It was like it was hovering over the shop. Well, vibration isn't good for alcohol. It can cause explosions. Mm. The wine cork started popping off. It was like Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm running around, slipping and sliding in alcohol. There's only one way in, one way out. And I was like, well, I'm going to go hide on the stairs. They're going to have to drag me out of here, you know? So I sat up there, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to jail. And all I could hear in my head was, you're going to jail. And I seen my kids' heads all around. I'm like, oh, my God, my kids were right. So as I'm sitting there waiting for the police to come and get me for the crimes I've committed, all of a sudden it gets quiet, and the helicopter flies off. I was like, hot damn. I'm supposed to get this mess cleaned up. So I got the water hose. I cleaned everything up. I got everything thrown away. And I went up to the house and I immediately filed for my federal license. I apologized to my children. And from that point on, I went legal. 48 hours later, I'm washing dishes at my sink and it's overlooking my shop. And there's black SUVs rolling down my driveway. My phone rings and they call me by my government name. Not Steph Parker. They call me by my full government name and told me to immediately proceed down to the building to unlock it or they was going to kick it down. I immediately go out there and I took the lock off and the guy came in. Oh man, y'all, he was hot, dude. He looked like Bill Pullman. I swear. He wanted to search the vehicle. He wanted to search the building. I'm like, baby, you could have searched anything. Search me, okay? But anyway, he was hot. Oh my God, he was so hot. So I know he could smell the alcohol. He walked around the building. He's like, so what happened to your vats? Where's your alcohol, Steph? And I was like, hey, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. You could go check the paperwork. I've already filed with the feds. They told me to go ahead and cease and desist, and that's what I've done, and I'm trying to be on the right side of the law. And he looked around. He goes, I'm really proud of it. We were coming out here just to see just that. We received your application to produce alcohol. And he goes, I'll be the one signing for you in the state. Just want to make sure you're following the law.
Wow.
He goes, I'll see you when it's time for you to deliver your license. And I was like, wow, thank you. And he shook my hand and left. And that was the same man who gave me my state license.
Wow.
And I've been on the right side of the law. So that, again, that's why I want to tell folks, do not do it, okay? Like my dad always
that's
told
scary.
Me,
yeah.
You ain't never too slick to need some greasing, okay? Right. So I'm just going to leave y'all with that.
So, okay, so now you've gone from bootlegging to legitimizing your winery.
Correct.
And what was that process? You got your license, right? You get an alcohol license. How does the process work? Process?
How many licenses are involved in making, manufacturing, and sale of legal alcohol?
Well, I have to go through it, but I know three off the top. I want to believe it's five that I have for the alcohol, but it's three. You need your federal, state, and local. But it's not the order you go in, okay? People get that, you know, think you have to go through federal, state, local. No.
Right.
You first apply at federal, then you'll go to local, and then it's state. But what they don't tell you before you apply at federal is that you need to go check at local and make sure they want you here. I did not quite do that. I went federal, and then I had to apply at the commissioner's board and get voted into existence because the county, you know, didn't have laws for manufacturing and distributing alcohol, which means that I would become the first in history, which I was.
You were kind of like the test subject for getting this done.
I helped create the laws that are in place to manufacture and distribute alcohol here in Lamar County.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was also, so I also had to pitch a business plan and let them know that I wasn't going to bring crime to the community or, you know, lewdness. They were so worried I was going to make people here alcoholics. I was like, honey, somebody's already done that. There's liquor bottles up and down the highway.
Summer volunteers, right?
Yeah, right.
As a small winery, do you have a limit as to how much you can produce?
Correct. Lamar County has capped me off at 25,000 gallons. Outside of 25,000 gallons.
A year?
A year.
Okay.
Which is the equivalent of 3 million. So,
okay.
Now if I can make 3 million, I'd be straight. I'm working on it.
Hey, you know, but you're making those changes we've seen, like teaching Lamar County that what you're doing and how you're doing and that you're doing it the correct way. And there's no weird.
And we're having to battle the law. And there's still a lot of old prohibition laws, even on the books, from local all the way up to federal. All the prohibition laws are not removed. That's how come we don't have interstate commerce where you can just ship to Florida or ship to, even though I can ship to six different states and two different islands, there's still not a lot of interstate commerce.
Is that a new law, the interstate shipping? No, that's something that's already in existence.
Prohibition. Okay. This is since prohibition.
So what are your, are you working towards being able to ship to, you know, other excuse me, other states at
Correct.
This time?
The first thing I have to do here, because yes, I want to do just distribution. That was what I intended to go on. I didn't intend to get into agritourism. That was something Lamar County demanded of me in order to have the business here, was to bring tourists here that would shop at gas stations, might would stop and eat lunch at a restaurant here.
But your wine's more elegant than gas station wine.
Oh, it is. That was to bring people here to stop at gas stations, okay, because they're going to come here. I had to have a tasting room.
Okay.
I didn't plan on having a tasting room. I just wanted to send off to stores, and they would not allow me to do that. I had to create an agritourism business that would bring people here to Lamar County. What they didn't realize, and by asking me to do so, is that there were laws in place and that were prohibiting me to do just that.
To do the tasting room?
Well, not just the tasting. Well, I could do it here in Lamar County, but within the city and outside, it was going to be a task.
Okay.
Because we have something, we don't have an entertainment district here.
Right.
Meaning that if you go downtown to have a drink, let's say you want to go to Mancha and have an Italian dinner out there on the patio. Well, guess what? You can have your Italian dinner outside on the patio, but you can't have a glass of wine.
I do have a question. Do you contract like distributors, or do you distribute with your own vehicles?
Now, the distribution is done through major companies that have the legal licenses to go interstate.
Okay. Yeah, and my question was, we're not allowed to drink on the patio of the restaurant? Is that because we're a dry county, or is that still old prohibition laws?
Again, that does go back to prohibition, and it goes back to some of the religious laws that we have here in the county that made it a dry county, because we didn't have Sunday sales. And
I remember that, yeah.
Yes, and we fought and got Sunday sales. It's been a process. We have fought for the alcohol drinking freedoms of citizens here in the county. There's a few citizens here in this county you might want to thank for that opportunity.
Thank you.
And like how we had Open Container at Barbecue and Blues, that was the first time that I got to serve Open Container here, so that was pretty historic.
And it went really well, because it was basically like a beer garden, and people stayed in that and they drank in there, and then were able to walk out because we had armbands.
Correct.
You know, and so it was a huge success.
Exactly. Yeah. Not one pubic area was shown from the alcohol consumption. Right. Okay. Yes. Everybody behaved.
Everybody kept their clothes on. Yeah.
Correct.
Since you are the pioneer for
you are
legal alcohol manufacturer in Lamar County, are there others that are following along behind you who are trying to do that now?
Actually, yes, sir. I know everybody is familiar with Fox City Brewery.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They originally wanted to be here in Lamar County, but laws were not in place and they were fought against, and they went off to Forsyth, and look what they did for Forsyth.
Yeah.
Wow, those textiles. Well, guess what? Fox City Brewery has been looking at a building, and they want to come here. And for Barbecue and Blues, if you noticed, I was serving Fox City Brewery beer. Mm-hmm. They allowed me to serve it in good gesture with the Chamber of Commerce. Thank you, Bianca Romero.
Thank you, Bianca.
Yeah, that's right. She's also been a major proponent and fighter for this. So with their help, we was able to serve Fox City Brewery beer along with my Wicked Eden wine, and in hopes and good gesture that we will have an entertainment district and they will be able to come here, because without the entertainment district, Fox City Brewery can't come here.
Right. And their beer was outstanding.
Oh,
it was
my
fantastic.
Gosh.
And they brew on site.
Correct.
And their issue with coming here is that they want to be able to have like a deck to serve the alcohol so people can sit outside, enjoy the weather, and enjoy their drinks and their food and everything, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And we're going to need a few more things in place as well, because whereas I'm manufacturing and I'm out in the county,
mm-hmm.
So yes, the issue with Fox City Brewery is not the only being able to drink outside. Because the Lamar County, you know, has rules as well.
Right.
But they are also within the Barnesville city limits, which will compound some of the issues for them. We are hoping that with city council that we can, you know, get some of this stuff corrected. What residents don't realize is that a lot of these, that this issue is in place. We have a few people within the city that are in positions that don't want us to have the ability to exercise our constitutional rights and have a drink. And I believe all citizens need to be aware of the laws that are in place, the people that are opposing what we have going on. And if they do want to be able to crack a beer open on a balcony and enjoy, you know, a beer with their hot wings, I suggest them to start coming to these meetings and vocalize their feelings about it.
Make that
that's not just indicative of Lamar County and Barnesville. That's anywhere in the United States people need to know what's going on and
absolutely.
To exercise their rights to challenge laws that
got to be informed.
So is that law then, it's not only city but it's also county, so there's like two issues you're battling, correct?
Correct. Well, with the entertainment district, we got to pass that, of course, as far as countywide. Now, for me, because I'm a manufacturer and distributor, I get a little bit more leeway. But anybody else who is just trying to have a restaurant or anything, yeah, they're going to have some serious issues.
Little battle.
Exactly. Most of the issues for that are going to be at the city level. Because the county is willing. Okay, we have a lot more because they understand that we need these tax dollars, what the tourism will mean for the county. I mean, because look at Barnesville. The water is red coming out of the pipes. The roads are in dire need of repair. The school, the matriculation rates for Gordon College, because there's not enough to do.
Right.
You know, with events, we could probably plan more events, more successful events, and we could have more things for everybody to do here, from family events, adult events, college student,
high school, but
where businesses will want to come here, because without an entertainment district, businesses are not going to want to come here.
Right.
I know very little about making wine, but wine is made from the juice of the grape. Is that correct? Okay. So once you get the juice out of the grape, there's got to be some residual, the pulp and the peeling and stuff left over. What do you do with all that? Is there a use for that?
No. Well, actually, the grape seeds, there's actually a use because people use the grape seeds to make beauty products because,
You separate the seeds from the residue, for lack of a better word?
Correct. Once I get ready to start filtering it out from the stuff, I keep the seeds, but most of the stuff goes off into compost or trash.
And what grapes do you use?
I use muscadine grapes, which is the native grape here in Georgia. I do not use European grapes. One, they don't fare so well in the heat.
Right.
Not only that, I'm a bit of a hippie chick. I believe in going with the environment and what's best for the environment. And being that the muscadine grape is disease resistant and insect resistant, it's the best thing to grow here. Plus, it doesn't require so much as a toll on the resources, so you don't need as much water either.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I just found out recently that Georgia produces an exorbitant amount of blueberries, and people make wine out of blueberries. I always thought blueberries was a northern
blueberries and blackberries, right?
Yes. Yeah. I believe Alma, Georgia, too, is like the blueberry capital here. I want to say, is it Alma? I can't remember.
Yeah.
But yes, blueberry capital. I grow blueberries myself, and in fact, I make a blueberry wine, which just won a gold medal at the Georgia Wine Institute. Woo-hoo. We set that down here.
Yeah.
Clinky. But yes, I do make a blueberry wine, which I love blueberry wine.
Mm-hmm. Where did your wine win a prize?
Yeah.
Well, my wine, I have won so far. I've won a total of 5 awards.
Fantastic.
I won 2.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I won 2 at the Southeast Winemaker Challenge, which I want to say is at 14 or 18 different states where wineries from several different states come together and we compete for medals. I won a gold for Levitation, and I won a silver for Toxicity at the Georgia Wine Invitational. And then, the Georgia Wine Invitational, the Southeast Winemaker Challenge. Then at the Georgia Wine Invitational, I won a gold for Toxicity, a bronze for Levitation, and a bronze for Euphoria.
Now explain Toxicity and Levitation.
Yeah. Toxicity is the blueberry wine. Levitation is a dragon fruit, grape, and pineapple wine. And the Euphoria is a raspberry wine.
I'm dragon.
Ugh. Oh, the Levitation. Yeah, they got stories behind
it.
Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah, the Toxicity was based on a cheating man. Then we have the Levitation was based on this BDSM story with this hot pilot. And then there was the Euphoria where there was this hot chick involved. But long story. A little too hot for these airwaves.
Right. Yeah. And you, your wine is vegan.
Correct.
And so I've had the white wine that you make. What's the name of that one?
Well, I make the, I don't know if you had Moonlight or Venom. You might have had Moonlight.
I think I had Moonlight.
That's the muscadine. It's made with bronze muscadines called Carlos, because there are different types of muscadines. You have snacking muscadines, and then you have wine muscadines. And I use the Scuppernong, which is the bronze.
Because you have a vegan wine.
Oh, yes.
And the white wine, because normally I cannot drink white wine. Paul can't drink white wine. I mean, it's instant migraine or instantly you're sick.
Correct.
And you finally convinced me to try yours. And I was like, well, if I get sick, you have to come over and hold my hair.
Yeah.
But I tried it, and there's no migraines, no nausea. I didn't feel horrible. You know, of course, I'm not, you know, opening the bottle and putting a straw in and drinking. I'm drinking it responsibly. Correct. But even when I drank white wine that was mass manufactured, I guess, for lack of a better word, it still made me ill and gave me migraines. But yours is different because it's vegan. You use a unique process to avoid the sulfites, right?
Correct. I follow the process because one thing about Mother Nature, she's never wrong, right? And I let Mother Nature do her thing, and I do everything the natural way and the way things are meant. Granted, it's harder to mass produce like that because you have to keep things very clean. And when you mass produce, that's kind of hard to do. So with the mass production, you will have Camden tablets, bentonite, and isinglass. The Camden tablets is what contains the sulfites, is what makes you sick. Granted, naturally, a byproduct of yeast is sulfite, but it's in such a low level, your liver can tolerate that because, again, that's right. Natural. But with the Camden tablets, it releases it, when they put the Camden tablet in there, it's a high level of sulfite to kill the yeast, to stop the fermentation.
What purpose does that serve?
Kills the fermentation. It makes the yeast stop. And what that does is that instead of it taking maybe 8 months to make wine, It only takes 2 months.
Oh, I see. It speeds up the process. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but so what? You know, it hurts your liver.
Yeah.
You
feel terrible.
Makes you feel terrible, gives you wine head. See, and I'm also sensitive to sulfites.
Right.
Also, what folks don't realize, too, is that there's animal byproduct in there, which is the isinglass, and it's made from fish bone and fish swim bladder. So if you're allergic to fish, you really don't need to be drinking store-bought wine, which a lot of folks who are allergic to fish know they can't have it. If you're a vegetarian or a vegan, you really shouldn't be drinking just regular store-bought wine.
Right.
You should look for the cruelty-free mark or the vegan mark. But yes, so there's no isinglass. I don't polish my wines. There will be sedimentation at the bottom of my wines naturally because that's part of the dead yeast and fruit that falls out over time.
The natural.
Because when I bottle it, it's clear. But as time goes by, the stuff falls. But that's actually healthy. That's how it's supposed to be. You know, I believe our ancestors would walk into a grocery store today and spit out store-bought wine. Not that I'm a hater and I'm putting anything down, but you could taste quality.
It's a difference, yeah.
Absolutely.
And I love all the wine. I have never had a bad bottle of wine from you. And I do give it out as gifts because I believe it. I'm like, here, try it, you know. So from picking the grapes, I mean, do you hand pick the grapes? Or do you
Yes. I don't do all the grapes because I'm not growing at that thing, you know, growing at that max capacity.
Right.
But yes, when it comes to picking.
Smaller.
Correct. But yes, I pick all the fruits.
So
can you explain what sulfite is exactly?
A sulfite? Oh gosh, now you're asking me. This kid's asking questions and I'm on 420, guys.
I hear you, my friend.
But it's a sulfite. It's actually a chemical. And it's, a byproduct of when yeast consume alcohol. I mean, yeast consume sugar. It's something that let off. It's pretty much a byproduct of yeast urine. It's the best way.
The sulfite, is it used like for shelf life?
But it's more so to just stop the fermentation, to keep the bottle, to silence the wine and keep it calm. Okay. That's it. So the way you can go ahead and bottle it, because if a wine is not finished, it will explode in a bottle.
Oh, cool.
Exactly. So that's why you got to be careful when you pop, because if not, your bottles will explode.
So from picking the grapes to final product, what is the timeline?
For me, it's going to be about 6 to 8 months minimum.
And do you do one wine at a time, two wines at a time?
Well, it depends on what the season is and what fruits are available. Mm-hmm. I can do 2 to 3 at a time.
Okay.
I don't like to do anything more than that.
Do you have any plans to expand with different types of wine or different fruits or varieties or anything?
Absolutely. I'm always coming up with ideas. Expansion, I would love to expand. You know, that's what I have in my future. In fact, how I plan to have things expand even at my place is that the home that I reside in now, I specifically bought that to go ahead and make that a part restaurant and everything. But this is once I finish, battling the rest of these obstacles, then I could start expanding outward. But yes, Paul, I have my mind set on more flavors, more land, more everything.
How much land does one bottle of wine require?
Oh my God. I could probably make a bottle of wine off of each vine.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking like acreage.
Yeah. Well, that's one bottle of wine.
Yeah, I know.
How many pounds?
It doesn't make a lot.
How many pounds of grapes would you say it takes to make a bottle of wine?
I would say 3 to 5 pounds.
Per bottle?
Yeah.
Per bottle.
Wow.
That's less than I thought it would be.
Yeah, well, you thought it was less. I think it's a lot, because when you look at it, it's a lot, you know, and you're like, I'm getting is this much.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But for me, like, it takes, for me, the measurements that I would use is that for every 5 gallons of wine I could produce is 20 bottles of wine.
Okay.
So that's how it works for me.
That's more than what I thought then, yeah.
Yeah.
So, acreage-wise, I mean, you have how many acres?
I have 7 acres.
Okay.
I would recommend, you can grow grapes on an acre, you know, but I would recommend a 5-acre plot if somebody's thinking about getting started.
Right. Yeah.
In the movies, we always see these massive vats with grapes in them and two little old Italian ladies stomping the grapes with their feet. Tell me you don't do barefoot grape stomping.
Oh, the FDA and the TTB, ATF, would not want me sticking my crusty foot in the wine. No, sir. I actually use a crusher. And it's a mechanical crusher, and that's how I process the grapes into the vats. No, I don't stomp them. It does seem like that would be...
Our watchers will be happy to know that.
Yes, no toe jam, okay?
The different products.
So is it like a hydraulic press?
No, that's a press. That's totally different. This is actual crusher. It's a thing that it spins, mm-hmm. and it has spikes on it. And you throw the food in, and it just...
Grinds it up. Wow.
Is it like an industrial sized one?
Well, it's larger than I don't know if anybody has a crusher in their home.
Well, I mean, that could be considered a crusher.
It's for commercial use.
Yeah. Yeah. Not like a paper shredder.
Oh, no. Yeah. God, no. You wouldn't be able to do anything with that.
Yeah. So, okay. So what, you've got all the wine out and you've got your permits and everything. How did you get your wine into the community?
That was a task. Mm-hmm. I really want to thank Lamar Arts at this moment, because of course I had been a member for them, been with them for a while. And when my wines finally were legalized, I started, you know, allowing them to serve them at the openings.
Right.
And from the opening receptions, I started receiving a lot of good reviews from there. So that's where it first started. And then from there on out, it just branched on out.
Do you have any plans to like put it into grocery stores? Or, I mean, how does that work?
I know. A part of me wants to. Then I'm like, would I be able to sustain that quality? I don't know. I kind of like it being a niche type thing, mm-hmm. or boutique, because it does give it a little bit of exclusiveness to it. But I don't know. Have I ruled it out? No. But am I so much for it? No. You know what? I'm a goth. I'm like, I don't want to be mainstream and a normie. Like,
because I was thinking maybe, you know, because we have farms around us that do, they have like little mini grocery stores, maybe something like that.
Yeah. Absolutely. I would be willing to work with other local farms and even local restaurants.
Yeah.
Like before the restaurant business change happened in downtown at a certain restaurant recently. Right. I had discussed with the previous owner of having my wines there, because I'm getting ready to start a wine tour, which I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Oh, fine.
But I wanted to have it there because I wanted their restaurant to be on my wine tour, and then customers would have the opportunity to sample my wine even at that restaurant and other wines.
Wow.
Are there other small wineries in this area?
No.
Manufactured like yourself?
No. Now, my friend Dr. Darlene, she just opened her winery in November, and me and her have been working together.
Where's she located?
She's located in Byron, Georgia, which isn't too far from Warner Robins and Macon and all that. But we are working on a wine tour right now. We just discussed it online for the first time publicly.
Yay.
But we're starting a wine tour, and it'll be, you know, starting here from the north side, starting from her from the south side, And we have some pretty interesting stops in between from those wineries.
And what's the name of her winery?
The name of her winery is the Roberts Vineyard.
Okay.
And she also has a spa on site, which is first class, and it's really nice.
Okay.
I think folks will be in for a treat. And that entire tour will be taking them down the agriculture highway, so they will get lost in the Georgia countryside.
Very nice. That's really exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, I sat out here and planned this whole tour. I mean,
I've become very close to you. I consider you my sister. You know, among my friends.
Yes.
And you have done so much in the community. Get yourself out there, and get people aware of what's going on. So, what's next for the winery for you? I know you have some new wine coming out, which we're very excited about.
Yeah.
So what, and you're working with the entertainment district, trying to get that up and running. What, I mean, your plate's not full at all. I mean, you know, don't you have room for just one more thing?
Well, you know, always, right? I love to be overwhelmed.
Yes. So what do you see next for you and the winery?
Well, I do have a flavor coming out in October of 2025, and this is in dedication to my sisters, and you're one of them that survived the Barnesville witch trials of 2024. Yeah. But the name of the flavor is called Voodoo. That's right. We are actually going to have voodoo in our wine for the first time.
Woo-hoo. I'm excited for it.
Yummy. And it is a pineapple and blackberry and noble muscadine concoction.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, yummy. It's actually really tasty. I have that coming. Then, well, as far as the winery, that's what I have planned. And then I have the Wonder Common, which is the Cabinet of Curiosities. It'll be like a carnival circus freak show theme type of event, August 23rd at the winery, and there will be quite a few of our friends that will be there. Yeah. Jennifer Hudson will be there doing face painting, and she will also be doing light hula hoop dance.
I'm excited for that. Right. I'm so excited to see her do that.
Yes, and Jessica Traylor will be there doing her astrology charting. Nice. I will be selling wine and doing tarot card. And who else of our circle is going to be there? Oh, Mandy and Missy from Maven Market would be there selling their wares. Going to have a food truck. Oh, escape room. Keisha from the town owns escape.
Oh, yeah. She's got the escape truck, right?
Yes, she's going to have the escape room there. And then I'm going to have Delight Flow there. No, is it called? Oh, gosh. Don't kill me, girl, but it's Delight Flow or Flow Delight. But I'm going to have fire dancers and fire eaters there as well.
Oh, fun. And we will link everything in this video, so that with people, if they have any questions, they can come to you and ask.
Absolutely. And you can be our official media for the event.
Yay, I am going to be there.
She's official media.
I'm official media.
Yeah. Exactly. And I would like to have you there the day, too, when we launch the wine tour. I want to have you, and I want to have this other chick named Keisha, who owns like the Wild Life V podcast. I would like to have y'all two there from the media, because she's from the wine industry. And you're also like, you know, our closest Hollywood is we're getting out here from Barnesville. They are Hollywood.
We are Hollywood.
Yollywood.
Yeah.
But so I would like to have y'all there.
Absolutely. We'd love to be there.
Yes. So that's what I have coming. And we have the Oddities. It's the Oddities and Curiosities exhibition, The Wonderment of Nature, which will be a taxidermy, entomology, and items made with natural objects exhibition at Lamar Arts, September 12th.
Okay. Awesome.
We have that.
Are you going to do another witchy
witchcraft. Everybody's craft. You know what? I know everybody's been asking.
Because it was so successful. It was so amazing.
Yeah. And honestly, everybody is asking for me to bring it back, because now we won't have the threats, hopefully, of the violence and cross burnings.
Yes.
Honestly, it's probably coming back, y'all. So the first week of October, Witchycraft 2025 will probably be back.
It was such an amazing that art show that we went to.
Thank you. It's an art show and holistic wellness where we promote the more natural side of health and treatment. So I'm hoping that this year it's even bigger.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about it. You coming to Witchcraft Hall?
he came last year. You went with us.
Yes. I know. I had relatives in the woods where they are 15. Yeah. So now, so I'm like, y'all, I'm having to pull security, but everything was wonderful. I was a total nutcase that day because I was literally having to keep the perimeter safe.
People, behind the keyboard, a lot of people do this.
Oh, yeah. They ain't about it.
You know? So I think you have made so many amazing advancements in the community and getting more people involved and getting those of us who are a little quieter out into the arts and to the world and going, okay, well, look what Steph did. So it's okay for me to be that weirdo that writes horror movies. That's, you know, right. Weird is wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you, B. Mayo. She gave me the pen.
And I think it's nice to see a variety of artists and artisans and just that uniqueness that you've been able to really bring to Lamar Arts and Barnesville and Griffin.
Thank you. Great. It's very important. I feel like that's important because everybody has a voice. Everybody has something very important that they contribute to society. And I think every voice matters. And some folks may feel like their voice doesn't, or maybe they are weird or odd. No, we need you.
Yeah.
You know, and they're important too.
Yeah.
And they're valued. And I feel like I'm bringing that tribe together. All the fellow weirdos are like putting that. What is it? I'm so not black. I can't do the, what's the West Side weirdo?
I don't know. I'm not throwing out.
One of the things that we are trying to do with these podcasts is to show whoever watches it, whoever listens to it, that every community has a Steph. They may not know it, but there's a Steph in every community.
I hope so.
You know, it's okay. It's okay for that Steph to make herself be known.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to do. You know, this is a novel idea. We started off as writers, talking about writing novels and movies, and it's evolved into, you know, what is your idea? What started you? What was your first idea? What was your good idea? What was your novel idea? You know, not everybody in America is going to start a winery, but it's okay if you do. And that's what we're trying to bring out to our audience. And I've said before, we're just getting started. We don't know what our demographics are. We have no idea who's watching this right now, who's listening to it, who's going to recommend it to somebody else, and who's going to say, hey, you know, you were talking about doing a winery. Watch this and see how this lady did it.
Correct.
You know, she'll guide you through it. So that's what we want to do. We want to let the people who watch this know that there is a Steph, there's a Paul, there's a Colleen in every community in America.
Yeah. I mean, because you have fought a hard battle and you won. You know, and
we all won.
We all won because we were all there. But I mean, you really put yourself in front of it and went, this needs to change. This needs to happen. I want to make a difference in my community for the people in my community. And you really have. I mean, you know, just the, even in our social group, the women who have come out and have been like, thank you, Steph, for doing this because you made us better. You really did. You made us better. We stood up with you. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I stand behind you. We stood with you.
Oh, yeah, I was with me.
You know, and we wanted to make sure that you knew that we had your six. We were going to be there for you. And you really brought people together, and we bonded over that and moved on. And I think that's really where that change came, you know, that you made that change happen.
You have in the last 30 minutes helped somebody out there who you'll probably never know.
I hope you've
helped them not reinvent the wheel.
Yeah. And you've also shown them that it's okay to be unique, to be yourself, to be true to yourself, and do what makes you happy.
I think it's the best way to be. It's not scripted. You don't owe nobody any explanations. Mm-mm. You ain't got to pretend or put up a facade. It is so free to be yourself. Mm-hmm. And what you'll find out is that, wow, that's what the world wants.
Yeah.
We don't need more of the same old. We need people who are different. That little bit of difference adds something special to the recipe, and that's what we need here.
Yeah.
And, you know, to the Steph, the Paul, the Colleen that's watching this, and what you're doing, it will make a difference. Yeah. You might think that your voice doesn't matter. It does matter. I felt like mine didn't. I felt like nothing mattered. I was nothing, you know? Yeah. And then one day I was like, man, I got to stand up. I've got to do something. And I didn't even get politically involved until somebody started screwing with me, you know, in town. And that's when I went, hold up. And it wasn't even me. It was like it was messing with my friends, because I can take it. But you start messing with my friends, I'm like, okay, now I got to kick your ass.
And now you're on the board of directors for the chamber, right?
Yeah, I'm on the board of directors for also Lamar County for the gallery, and I'm on the board of directors for the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Show us that award-winning wine again before we leave. Yes.
This is it right here. This is Toxicity.
Too high.
Uh-oh. This is
too low.
There you go. This is Toxicity. This is the wine that won a gold and a silver in two different award competitions. And you can get my wine at thegothgardener.com. And it ships to six different states and two U.S. territories.
Fantastic.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on. I love talking to you. And love having you on here.
I love being here with y'all. Thank y'all for having me again. Amazing.
Absolutely. We look forward to the voodoo.
I'm so excited. Ooh, watch out, Barnes.
Guess what everybody's getting for Christmas?
Yay!
I'm going to go have a drink now.
Thank you again so much, and we appreciate your time and all your efforts and everything you've done in the community and everything. Just, you're that beautiful person that everybody should have in their life.
Oh, I love you too, Kelly. Thank you for having me. It's been an honor.
Thank you.
Thank you.